Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
I want to share this story because it's powerful. It was about two or three nights ago, and I was doing something in the office. I can't remember what. And my wife said, "Paul, your son just said I hate my life." And I was like, "What? Which one?" And she said, "Well, you know, Caden, our 8-year-old, he said I hate my life," and then he stormed off into his room. And so, as a dad, you're like, "Why on earth would your son say something like that?" So I went back to his room. He was laying on his bed, and I started to talk to him. And I remembered a line that came to me after one of our Think and Grow Rich calls the other morning. And it all came because we were getting ready to study the definite chief aim, and I had this feeling. And if you know, you guys probably remember the call. I had this feeling. I was like, "Okay, we're going to study law of success number one, which is like basic, fundamental." And so I had this feeling that I needed to tell myself and tell everyone on the call to be humble. So that's what I did. I came on the call. I was like, "Hey, guys, we need to be humble. We need to realize we don't know everything, you know." And then we started to read the text. And what does Napoleon Hill do is he tells us stories that, in effect, tell us to be humble. And so after the call, I was walking around, and I was thinking, and I blurted out loud to myself as I was walking through my kitchen. I said, "Don't tell them, tell them stories that tell them." Because isn't that what Dr. Napoleon Hill did? Isn't that what all the great leaders who have generated huge followings have done all throughout history? They don't tell them, they tell them stories that tell them. You go back to the Bible and, you know, read some of the chapters from the first part of the New Testament, and what do you see? You see stories. You see metaphors. So apparently there's something very powerful in that. So I was learning this lesson, and so there I was standing next to my son's bed thinking about, you know, okay, here's this kid. He says he hates his life. I could tell him, like, "Hey, don't say that. That's a silly thing to say." Or I could try to come up with some sort of story that would illustrate what I'm trying to say. So I started speaking from my imagination, which, as we know, is law number five, right? Law number five, imagination, law of success. So I said, "Caden, have you ever heard the story of the little boy who had magic powers?" And he kind of, you know, his attention perks up a little bit. And I said, "Yeah, his name was Braden Rawl Dutchings." And he starts to chuckle because my son's name is Caden Paul Hutchings. All I did is swap out a little letter. And he's like, "No, Dad, you're kidding." I'm like, "No, son, I'm serious." I said, "There's this kid named Braden Rawl Dutchings, and he had magical powers." And he's like, "What are you talking about?" And he says, "Dad," he goes, "only God has magical powers," right? Mind of an 8-year-old, that's what he says. And I said, "Well, here's what happened. Braden was going to sleep one night, and before he went to sleep, he said to himself, 'My life stinks.' And then he went to sleep. And to his shock and surprise, in the morning when he woke up, he was having a hard time breathing. And he opened his eyes and he couldn't really see. And it was like he was engulfed in something. And he starts to try to push to the surface. And quickly he realizes that he was surrounded by a huge pile of horse poop. He was literally like laying in this horse poop. And so Brady was like struggling to the surface, and he's like, "Oh, get me out of here, this stinks." And he finally breaks through to the top. And as soon as he peers an eye up above his bed, above this pile of horse manure, he sees that there's this magical fairy floating above his bed. And he's like, "Help, help, help, get me out of here." You know, Brady's like, "Get me out of here." And the fairy says, "Braden, don't you know that you have magical powers?" And Braden says, no, only God has magical powers." And the fairy says, "Well, don't you know that you're a child of God?" Right? It's one of the things that we believe in our family and that we talk about. So, you know, obviously the fairy reinforces that. So the fairy says, "Well, don't you know you're a child of God?" And Braden was like, "Well, yeah, what do you mean? What kind of magical powers do I have?" And then the fairy floats down to Braden's ear, and she whispers in the ear in a very soft voice, and he hears the words, "Words create worlds. And she floats back up, and those lines hit Brayden's ear, and he thinks about it for a moment, and then he says to himself, I love my life. And instantly when he says that, all of the horse manure disappears. And he hops off his bed, and he's excited about his newfound magical power, and he says, I love my brothers. And when he says that, all of a sudden his brothers start to treat him in a totally different way than they treated him before. They come and they give him hugs. And they're like, Brayden, we love you so much. We're so grateful you're our brother. And then he's like, wow, this is amazing. This magical power is amazing. And then he says, after that, he says, I love my family. And then all of a sudden his family, they have fun together, they learn together, they love on each other, they lift each other up. And I'm telling my son Caden this story about Brayden, and then all of a sudden at about this point in the story, Caden says, well, Dad, is it true? I mean, do I really have that magical power? And I said, well, I don't know, son, but I know one thing. I said, you know, in the Bible, it has a line that's very interesting. And he's like, what's that? And I said, in the Bible it says, in the beginning was the Word. And so maybe, Caden, I don't know for sure, but gosh, it sure seems like words have a powerful impact on the way that we perceive the things around us and the things that actually happen. And so Caden smiles, and he rolls over, and I can see him, you know, kind of talking to himself. And I said, so Caden, do you love your life? He says, yeah, Dad, I love my life. And he goes to sleep, right? Powerful story, isn't it? That really does illustrate, to me it seems, this power that we have to put on whatever set of glasses that we want to put on and see the world as something good, as something great, as a gift maybe, or maybe see some other things that might not be beneficial to us.
Hey there, my friend, this is Paul Hutchings, and I want to thank you sincerely for listening to this week's edition of the Think and Grow Rich Call podcast. For more information on our community, to learn how you can listen to these calls daily and get the full panorama of all of the content and daily motivation and inspiration that we engage in, and to learn how you can connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs like yourself, feel free to visit our website, our home on the web at www.growrichaudios.com. Again, that's growrichaudios.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, feel free to visit my website, PipelineMoney.com. Again, that's www.PipelineMoney.com. Again, thanks for listening, and whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Take care, and bye for now.